What up, people of the world? What up, fam? It's still your boy, KD Otaru, and you know what it is. It's another special episode of The Artmosphere, brought to you by The Pond Collective. And you know what we are about? We're about youth, we're about creativity, we're about life, we're about the universe, we're about you, and we're about me. And you know how we keep it real with you guys. It's always fun, but educational. And now I got me somebody really special. I bring to you special guest every time. He is a great guy, a great artist, and a hype king, basically. I call it a hype king because he's always full of energy, positive energy, and artistic energy. I'm talking about no other person than Ayogo Kinsley.
And my man, KD. Quite an intro, bro.
I just give honor to honor's due, right?
thank you, my man. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah. So now, apart from people checking you out on Google and Wikipedia, not everybody know how they access the internet. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mean, I know a lot about you. Our friends know a lot about you, but there are some people who are still yet to get exposed to that personality. Yeah. So just tell us some more about yourself.
Yeah, this is Ayogo Kinsley, a Nigerian visual artist. I think that's really all anybody needs to know about me. That's all anybody needs
to know. Quite simple.
Yeah, I'm Ayogo, and I'm a painter, I'm a visual artist, and that's it.
Keeping it real. Don't mind him, guys. On the usual day, Casey is usually hyped. So it is just a starting point. We'll get him there. I'll bring out the beast, okay? So congratulations on your recent achievement. I mean, you've been doing quite a lot in the art scene and for yourself as an artist. And one of your latest projects you worked on, Icons in the White House. That was really powerful. I mean, but tell us some more. What inspired that project that you worked on, that art series? Tell us some more.
So that's a very good question. You know, like I've never like had this kind of space to actually talk about Icons in the White House as a series, and where I could sit, you know, and relax with, you know, beautiful people around, and we are talking about Icons in the White House. And this is really special for me because before we made Icons in the White House, I say we made because it was like all my friends
collective ideas
of different individuals in my life, in the art scene as well. So before we made that work, I didn't paint for like 6 months. You know, a lot of people don't know this shit, but I didn't paint for like 6 months. It was just me. I think life hits me, right?
Yeah.
You know, it gets to that point like where life hits you and then you trying to discover life for yourself, right? And not how the society or the place that we live try to make us, the perspective they project to us, right? So I think that period last year, you know, from January, was time for like self-reflection and understanding the world for myself, you know, and not the one the world projected at me, right?
That's word.
So Icons in the White House, it's a product of that period of, you know, searching through my life and trying to understand myself, you know, and what I want to do, and then the path that I want to follow, right? So the series is basically cultural icons who have inspired me in the movies or in the writings or in their human rights movements and activism, and it's just different cultural figures that have inspired me one way or the other, and then I just put them in the seat of power, right? So that's basically about that series.
Yeah, while you were narrating the story, telling me the story, I never really knew about this. You know, I just thought the idea was this. There are no, seeing the particular characters you use, the figures, the popular people you've used, the human rights activists and all that. Before that, you said life hits you. Now, bringing that to what we want to talk about today, and it got me wondering, when you said this life hits you, how did it reflect in your artistic process? Were you the type who were like, you just woke up one morning and you figure it out and you're like, bam, straight out of the canvas. Like, would you have like a specific, should I say philosophy as the way you view your art and your process? You have a way you view it. So like when you have this distance from your creative persona, do you just have this process, this philosophy that you view for your art that you just put into work?
I think it still boils down to the people that I have around me, and then the energy that I have, and then the people that I have as friends in the creative industry, right? So the people that I have as friends, and I see what they do, right? So it's like they inspire me to do stuff, right? And then to not relent in this talent that I have, right? Is a gift from the universe, right? And I see I'm around people that have the same gifts that I have, and I see what they do with them, right? So this kind of inspires me to do stuff too with mine, right?
It's more like motivation.
Yeah, it's like motivation, right? So but that's very trickish, right? Because you are also putting yourself under pressure.
Exactly.
In a way. Exactly. And then if you run with that for like a long time, you're gonna break down.
Of course.
And try to rediscover yourself for yourself. And then this is what I did. And during those processes, I just do whatever I like, basically. I just do whatever I like. I just paint whatever I like. And then I painted a lot of stuff. And then, but this Malcolm X painting that we did, I made that and I put it in my bedroom for like a month. And then my friend came to the house and like, bro, what's this work doing here? what the fuck is this work doing here? Like, why is it in your bedroom? I said, no, just see what? You have this in your bedroom? Nah, and everybody needs to see it. Yeah. And then we just took a picture of it. And then we just took a picture of it, unfinished, and then like shared the work, right?
Yeah.
So people can see, and then everybody gravitated towards it, right? And that energy, you know, of like everybody talking about it, you know, it gives you this feeling of okay, right, this is just a joke or this is serious. But I went back and I finished it, and that's it. That's the beginning of a new chapter for me. Now I'm more like in a place where I've tested the keyboards, right? You know, when a musician takes on the keyboard and then try to make sounds, right, and then they find the their sound. So I found my sound, and I'm running with it.
It takes me back to where you just said you rediscovered yourself for yourself.
Yeah.
And which is beautiful regarding your artistic practice and how you put that in your work. And I think a lot of young artists and as well people listening to this could take something from that, because what I notice as artists is that if you cannot rediscover yourself, no matter how skillful you are with the paintbrush or the whatever medium you're working with, it might be hard for you to create. Mm-hmm. You probably just have the idea, but it'd be hard. So yeah, I kind of like related to what you said, rediscovering yourself for yourself, and it reflects in your work too, and that's beautiful. But I want to just ask something. Now, how do you like have a pattern for, you know, how you create your work, your evolution, how you grow as an artist? Do you like take time to like look at yourself like, I remember when I made this work, I'd be like, this would be that time. But yeah. Now, okay, I see some improvement and you're proud of yourself. Is there like a certain pattern you take, or you just let the art flow? And whichever way the growth comes.
Before I say I just let the art flow, right?
Yeah.
But if we don't channel the waterways, it's gonna swallow all of us.
That's some pretty dirty shit.
So if we don't channel the waterways, like, we need to channel it, right?
Yeah. Work.
Yeah. If we want to have like a beach house, we need to hold the ocean back, right?
Yeah.
So if this art is flowing, if this ideas is flowing, it needs to be curated, right? And then, like, I'm particularly happy with the people I'm working with and how they create my ideas, right? So for me, I create what I put out, you know. I create it, like, I think about it. I think about it, like,
a research.
Yeah, I think about it. I build a research around whatever it is I'm working on, how I want the idea to be perceived, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, so now, before we start, we'll continue getting serious. Now, let's just vibe for a little bit. So now, on a typical day, Mr. Kingsley is not working, for example. What do you do? Like, how do you unwind? For me, when I'm not working, I'm either playing video games or I'm sleeping.
Shit.
So, like, for Mr. Kingsley, how does it go? What do you do? How do you chill? What do you do when you're not in that creative space?
Shit. First, I'm in like a DR. I'm in a DR. So if you know what that means, you know, like, so we talk a lot, and like, we talk a lot. So if I'm not working, I'm probably like talking to my woman or something.
God, when?
Yeah, if I'm not working, I'm also, I'll be outside, you know, like, I'll be outside and see what the outside is like. You know what being outside is.
Yeah, basically, we outside.
So if I'm not working, I'll be outside, you know, trying to, you know, feed my eyes and stuff.
Yeah, don't worry, it's all artistic. When he says feed my eyes, it's definitely artistic, so don't go racing your mind somewhere else, please. And that's quite interesting. This conversation we've been having so far, like, I think I've picked out a few things from what you've said. I'm pretty sure people listening also picked out something. But then again, I like talking to individual artists and how they see the Nigerian art scene regarding your practice. So, like, what are your thoughts lately? I mean, we know the Nigerian art scene is growing. There is no doubt about that. But what are your thoughts? What are your, like, two cents about it?
I think that the Nigerian art scene is really booming, you know, on the side, right? But I don't know how to put this, right?
Yeah.
But it's booming, but it's undercovered, right? Like, it's not being covered well, right? Maybe in terms of publicity that it gets, or it doesn't get the hype that it deserves, right?
Okay.
Because there's really, really, really amazing, talented artists here, and they're doing a lot of stuff, and it's underreported. Right.
Okay.
So I feel like the Nigerian art scene is underreported. It's not showing the world, like, the what things that's happening.
Offer. Yeah.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of talented, crazy ass motherfuckers are here.
So would you say this growth and this boom that you say? Would you say it's giving way for the younger artists, the artists who are yet to blow? Would you say there is space for them?
Yeah, there's room. Like, are you kidding me? There's room for everybody. That's the thing. There's room for everybody. It's a very inclusive market. Right now, there's room for everybody. You just need to find.
You just need to find your sound.
Yeah, you just need to find your sound.
Find your sound.
But there's room for
that's
everybody.
Exactly.
So
how
you bringing to the table something that's unique? There's room for everybody right now.
So how would you advise a younger artist, you know, the one coming up trying to find their sound, like we just mentioned? How would you advise them to sell themselves? How would you tell them to put themselves out there? You know,
it's just to be yourself, like physically, like that's the only thing you can do. And I didn't have anybody telling me the shit, bro.
Yeah, we had it hard during our time.
Yeah, we don't have anybody telling me that I should be myself. But I said the greatest gift you can give yourself as an artist is to just to be, is to be yourself. Honestly, it's to be yourself.
Word, that's word, man. You heard it here first from the great Mr. Iyogu Kinsley. And you guys need to check this guy out. If you don't know him, I don't know what you've been doing or what you do with your phone, but hit up Wikipedia, hit up Google, check his Instagram and all of that. Trust me, you're definitely going to be inspired. And you should check out his work, Icons in the White House. It's on your Instagram, right? You
still have some. Yeah, I think
you should check it out. Go to his Instagram and check him out, man. You see this guy is doing really great stuff. And yeah, now that we've gone over the basics, we're still gonna vibe because we're not too serious, we're not old, we're still young. Let's show that energy and our stuff. So I mean, I hung out with you as often as I can, and you got that energy, you got that vibe. Like whenever Kinsley is around, you know Kinsley is around. And what would I say pushes you, that fire in you, like that fire, you know that yes.
It's just being outside. It's just fucking being outside.
So let me say, in the studio, outside. You're an artist. Outside, you're a hype animal. You're beast.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, we artists, like, we stay indoors a lot. Like,
yeah, isolation.
Me, I could stay for 3 weeks inside the house and not live in the house. And so when you're outside, it's just like you're free and jump, you know, and scream and have fun, because you know that, like, that's gonna be a while before you have that opportunity again.
Exactly.
You know? So when you are out, you
suck in every moment.
Yeah,
you gotta suck in every moment. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, I've been thinking this question is just off the radar. It's something that's been going through my mind, and I've been thinking, let's say you have this idea as an artist and you're putting, you're working on that idea on the canvas, you're working on it. Do you have such moments where you feel like that idea needs more or it needs less, and then you start having that conflict in your mind and it delays the process? When it happens to you, like what steps do you take for it?
For me, I currently have a piece in my studio in Kuruma piece. I was supposed to use it for Art Rotterdam, and then I called it a reject. I didn't use it because I wasn't feeling it, and it's finished, right? But I'm not feeling it, so I just dropped it there, right? It's going to come. No,
so the piece is not left out. You might still get back to
the piece. But I just leave it there and focus on other pieces.
Because an artist asked me this question, that's why I remembered. Remember, you know, many artists, sometimes we just want that perfection in it, and other times it seems like we're doing too much or we're not doing enough. So that's why I asked the question, and what you just gave me is pretty nice. I just hope people key into that part. Because that's a vital part.
Just let it go, you know?
I was also thinking the same thing. So like, that's a vital part of being an artist. You know, just like, don't force it. At the same time, you have a structure for your piece. Just don't force it. Just let it go. Be the artist that you are. Not overthinking it, basically. And that's quite awesome.
Yeah.
So like, before we end the session, do you have any last words to drop? You can give a shout out if you want to, man. It's Artemis Fair.
Shout out to Arinzen, shout out to Kaspar and my man right here, KD.
Yeah.
And Ndima, you know. Thank you guys for setting this up. And like, for not final words, I'm not dying in the answer. But you know, something to take away, right?
Yeah.
I think that this life, right, this life. Like, nobody has really, like, figured it out, right? And then everybody that you're looking, that they have figured it out, they're struggling with something, right? And I really think that people should take time. You know, the world is moving very fast.
Very, very fast.
The world is moving very, very fast. And then the only way you can function with a sane mind is if you force a slow and move at your pace, right? So you gotta force a slow in anything that you do, right? Any walk of life, you have to force that slow in a fast world, right? And grow at your pace. Yeah. That's where
I gotta give a round of applause for that, because that was deep. That was really deep. And thanks again for coming by. It's been an honor having you here. And I know we tried to set this up before, but you were busy and schedules and all of that. Thanks for the words and all that. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap. And
thank
you already know where it is.
Fucking rap!
You already know where it is. It's still your regular host, KD Otaru. And it is the podcast.
So we can fucking
till next time. I tell you, it's hype. Peace out, fam. It's all love.